International efforts to contain the violence from Sudan's Darfur province received a setback this week when Chad spelled out its position on a possible deployment of UN peacekeepers to the rebel-filled border region. Rebels attacking Chadian forces are based in Sudan, while the main Darfurian rebels have their headquarters in Chad. Deputy Foreign Minister Jida Moussa Outman said, for Chad, it has never been a question of receiving any outside military force to help quell the violence, but rather gendarmes and police officers. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has recommended a force of up to 1,100 military personnel, but acknowledged difficulties in the mission's acceptance. The United Nations has also been unable to get Sudan to accept a peacekeeping force within the Darfur region itself. Richard Baltrop, a consultant with the research group Oxford Analytica, says Chad's government, much like the Sudanese government, wants to fight its own military battles.
The Chadian government might fear that they would be constrained in responding to the Chadian rebel groups. UN troops in eastern Sudan would possibly constrain the Chadian government from thumping the Chadian rebel groups there.
Baltrop says Chad's president, Idriss Deby, also does not want to appear weak within the context of Chadian politics.
Domestic opposition would take advantage of the presence of UN forces, for example, to say, look, our national government is unable to maintain its security in the country by itself. It's an incapable or incompetent government.
Another analyst, Alex Vines, with the British-based Royal Institute of International Affairs, says he also was not surprised by Chad's refusal. But he says the UN Security Council should still look at the police option seriously, given the flow of refugees back and forth between countries in the region.
It's quite clear that there's growing concern for the 200,000 refugees that have sought shelter in eastern Chad, and so some sort of force that are independent witnesses of what's happening will provide a degree of protection, so the council may consider this.
Vine says it could be unprecedented for the United Nations to dispatch such a force and explains what exactly gendarmes are.
There will be some kind of discussion now on whether this is a practical, feasible way forward. I mean, bear in mind, gendarmerie themselves, they're not an unarmed police force necessarily. The gendarme tradition means that they have a kind of semi-military role if Chad accepts a gendarmerie sort of model. Although I'm not sure where there's a precedent for this in the past for the Security Council.
Discussions on the Ban Ki-moon report and the Chad statement are likely in the coming days at UN headquarters in New York. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。